This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Buckingham Palace has announced that Britain's Queen Elizabeth II has died at age 96. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more from London.
Just months ago, a military band paraded down London's streets to celebrate the Queen's 70 years on the throne. Elizabeth, who was Britain's longest reigning monarch, was born on April the 21st, 1926, and was seen as a stable and constant symbol for the nation. As a person, she was known to her family for her sweet temperament. In an interview with NBC just a few months ago, her grandson, Prince Harry, Duke of Sussex, spoke of her fondly.
It's her sense of humour and her ability to see the humour in so many different things.
Royal historian Robert Lacey told the AP that Britain's Queen Elizabeth II's success can be attributed to her modesty.
She's always seen herself as part of a system. She's never got too big for her boots.
Elizabeth reigned on the throne from February the 6th, 1952, for over 70 years. She oversaw a Britain that rebuilt from war and lost its empire, joined the European Union, and then left it. I'm Karen Chamas.
Steve Bannon, the longtime ally and one-time top strategist to former U.S. President Donald Trump, pleaded not guilty on Thursday to criminal charges. The charges allege he deceived donors in an effort to help Trump build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Bannon entered the plea in a New York state court in Manhattan through his attorney. The popular ideologue who was closely involved in Trump's rise to the American presidency had turned himself in. You can keep up on that story, stories about the Queen's death and everything else we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Another U.S. congressional delegation is visiting Taiwan as tensions with China remain high over its claims to the self-governed island. A steady stream of U.S. visitors met with Taiwanese officials since U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited last month. China has, in response, stepped up military harassment of Taiwan, sending warships, warplanes, and drones daily to the island. The Biden administration in the United States is making a show of force in Europe as it boosts aid for Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Its top diplomat is in Kyiv, its defense chief in Germany, both announcing major new military aid for Ukraine and other nations whom Russia is threatening. On an unannounced visit to the Ukrainian capital, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the administration has told Congress it intends to give $2 billion in long-term financing to 19 nations most potentially at risk of Russian aggression. Earlier at a German airbase.
The war is at another key moment.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced a $675 million package of heavy weaponry for Ukraine. The U.S. has now allotted more than $15 billion in aid to the country since President Biden took office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The European Central Bank has made its largest ever interest rate increase to combat record inflation that is squeezing consumers and pushing the 19 countries that use the euro currency toward recession. The bank's 25-member governing council raised its key benchmarks by an unprecedented 0.75 percentage point. The ECB joined the U.S. Federal Reserve and other central banks in the global stampede of rapid rate hikes. Russia's war in Ukraine has fueled inflation in Europe, with Russia sharply reducing supplies of cheap natural gas used to heat homes, generate electricity, and run factories. That has driven up gas prices by 10 times or more. The death toll from weeks of massive flooding in Pakistan has risen to nearly 1,400. The National Disaster Authority said Thursday 12 more people, mostly children, have been confirmed dead in the past day. The disaster is estimated to have caused about $10 billion in losses and disrupted the lives of nearly 33 million people. Those floods were triggered by record monsoon rains and glacier melt in the northern mountains. The Philippines president has okayed the removal of face masks in public more than 2 years after that law was imposed during the coronavirus pandemic or due to the coronavirus pandemic. You can find more at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.